Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I'm so glad you're here tonight. Open your Bible with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We've been doing a collection of sermons on how to walk with God, walking with God. You know, I want more than church. I know you do too. I want more than just a ritual or a routine. You know, I gave my life to Christ when I was 11 years old. But you know, I'm more hungry tonight than I've ever been. I want to know God like I've never known God before. I want to know how to walk with Him in a deeper walk. And I believe that you do too. You want to go where you've never gone before with God. I want you, every time you come to church, to have an experience. I want you to have an encounter. I want you to leave better, stronger than when you came. That's your pastor's heart for you. I pray for you every day, by the way. Did you know that? I hope you know that. And you all pray for us as well. Amen. So how to walk with God. And last week we talked about it. Tonight we're going to talk about it again. On how do we walk with God? And we looked at the life of Enoch as an illustration in the Bible, character study. We spent time with that. If you weren't with us, you can go to our website and you can look at last Wednesday night's message, okay? But I hope you got your pen ready or whatever you take notes with, because I'm going to give you 10, only on Wednesday night, 10 ways to walk with God every day. And the big idea is this. Is that if you and I want to win big battles, and we do, that whether we win or lose is determined on our preparation. Whether we win or lose is determined on our preparation. The Navy SEALs have a motto that when you're in a battle, you always fall back on your training. You always fall back on your training. So we as Christians, if we're going to win big battles, we have to fall back on our preparation. When I'm in a battle, it's too late for me to prepare. When I'm in a battle, it's too late for me to prepare. I said last Wednesday night, Roy Hicks used to say, standing here, put it in when you don't need it, so that when you do need it, it will come out. When I'm in a financial battle, it's too late to believe for finances, right? To scrounge around, try to find some scriptures. If I'm in a physical battle, you know, if I haven't prepared, I get in that battle, it's too late, all right? So we fall back on our preparation, which is our daily walk with God, our daily walk with God. Now, here's a great revelation. Enoch, his name means dedication. Enoch, his name means dedication or commitment. Tomorrow night, Stephen Starr will be leading our Celebrate Recovery here. And they know it as well as I'm going to share it with you right now, is there's no lasting change in my life without dedication. The first step for me to change is commitment. The first step for me to change is commitment or dedication. When we came here, Kim and I, our family, 40 years ago, here's what I told God. One life, one place, make it great. One life, one place, make it great. I wasn't planning on being here. Average pastor stays 2 years. I wasn't planning on being here 2 years and leaving, 5 years, 10 years. That our heart was dedicated, committed to the St. Louis area. That was one life, one place, make it great. We just give the Lord the praise. But I know you're the same way. I know you're committed. You're Wednesday night folk. You're committed. I'm not saying people who don't come on Wednesday aren't, but I'm just saying it's awesome to see a bunch of committed people on a Wednesday night. So the first step, if I want to change my life, I've got to get committed. I've got to get committed. That's why, you know, at Church on the Rock, we have power phrases. We have our God is for you experience classes. We have serve one, worship one. We have policies and procedures. We have an honor code. Why is that? If I can't go through 4 classes, I'm not committed. So we qualify people by going through the God is for You experience classes if they want to join our church and be on our team, because if they can't go through three or four classes, then we know right off they won't fit in, they won't last, because they're not committed. If I can't be committed to 3 weeks in a row, I can't be committed to building anything great. I'm giving you a little behind the scenes how we lead Church on the Rock. Okay? So if you're ready, I'm ready. Okay, let's get into it then. Hebrews 11, verse 5. And I was praying, I mean, we've been praying all day for you, all week for you. We really have, our team. And I was praying tonight that God would speak to you. And you know, I know He's going to, because He speaks to you through His Word. So as we go through all these scriptures, that's God talking to you. So ask for rhema, a rhema word, as we cover these scriptures tonight, because God speaks to us through His written word. So let's look at it. By faith, Enoch was translated, and I hope I am before the end of the night. It's called rapture, catching away the church. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him. Oh my goodness. For before his translation, well, this gives us a hint, he had a testimony. Whoa, he had a testimony. Question is, what is your testimony, and what is my testimony? When people think of us, what do they think of? So it's real important, you know, how many know Charles Nieman? Remember Charles? Okay. Charles has been a good friend coming here for years. Well, his son is like Daniel is for us. His son is his executive pastor. His name is Jared. He's 40 years old. So I text Charles this last week. I said, Charles, you know, we need to keep building that next generation. So would you have your son come? And I want him to come speak at Church on the Rock this summer. Your son, who's the executive pastor over Abundant Life in El Paso. By the way, they have 15,000 people on a weekend. Not just, you know, membership, butts in the seat. Can I say that? Okay. 15,000, all right? So Charles said, you bet Jared will come and speak at Church on the Rock. And then so I talked to Jared today. I said, Jared, you know, we're excited about you coming, next generation. You're going to run with Daniel. Daniel's going to run with you. And we're excited about this, that, and the other. Here's what he said. Pastor, I've heard all my life about Church on the Rock. I've heard all my life about Church on the Rock. See, we go back decades, Charles and I. And Jared said, I've heard all my life. He said, every time my dad would come back from your church, he'd talk about your church, the excellence, and all that was happening there. What is that? To God be the glory. A testimony. So notice our testimony is important to God. How we conduct business, how we work, pay our bills, serve, commit, share, love, forgive. All that is a testimony. Notice his testimony so pleased God that God wanted to take him home without dying, without death, physical death. So testimony. So before his translation, he had this testimony. What was it? That he pleased God. That he pleased God in his walk, that he pleased God. So now let's go back to the story in Genesis, the Old Testament, Genesis 5 and verse 22. I don't know if we can get it on that screen down there, guys. Genesis 5, 22. And Enoch walked with God. That's where I get the title of these collection of sermons. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Okay, verse 23. Next verse, verse 23. Verse 23. Verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Now, we found out that the first 65 years of his life, he didn't serve God. But after he began to have a family, he wanted to get his family in church. He wanted to raise his family upright to serve God. So then notice that 365 years, Enoch walked with God. And somebody said that one day they were walking together, Enoch and God. And God said, we're closer to my house than your house. So come on home with me. And so Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I'm saying tonight, God take me. Amen. You trying to escape, Pastor? Yeah, I am trying to escape. Okay? How to walk with God. How to walk with God. So how do we do it? 10 ways. Y'all ready to learn some practical steps? Okay? 10 ways. Number one, starts off here. I've got to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You see, Pastor, that's a no-brainer. We're church folk. Thank you, guys. We're church folk. Listen very carefully. Years ago, when Kim and I got out of college, to do that, we had to do an internship. We did an internship during the summer, got paid $50 a week. Kim worked full-time. I got $50 a week. I was over the youth, evangelism, Sunday school department, visitation, all of that. Had to do the internship to fulfill our college requirements, okay? It was in Mason City, Iowa, all right? We had to do that. And so the church put us in the house of the Sunday school superintendent. And the Sunday school superintendent, he had, and she had several kids. We got to live in the basement all summer long. And the Sunday school superintendent of that church at one time, he was telling us, we lived in his house during the summer. We were having supper together one night, and he was telling us how he was a Baptist pastor for years. And God loves the Baptist. I married a Baptist. Amen. Okay? So we're not down on Baptists, all right? But he said, I was a Baptist pastor for years, preached every Sunday, and I wasn't even born again. He told us that. He said, I would preach from the pulpit every Sunday. I was a Baptist pastor. I loved God, loved the people, but I was not born again. Don't assume anything, my brother and sister, okay? Don't take things for granted. Don't assume people know what you know. They don't, okay? So it starts with, if I'm going to walk with God, I've got to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Romans 10, verse 9 through 13. Here's how this happens. We pray this prayer just about at the end of every service at Church on the Rock. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is how we get saved. For with the heart believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever, that means black people, brown people, rich people, white people, poor people, whosoever, male, female, whosoever believeth on him will not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all who call upon him. Verse 13. For whosoever, and we love whosoever is at Church on the Rock, right? No racism at Church on the Rock. Okay? No racism, all right? All right? But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So I start my walk with God. I've got to get born again. How I get born again, I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died and rose again. And he's my Lord and he's my Savior. That's how we get saved, right there. Number two, how to walk with God every day. The next most important thing we need to learn, Kenneth E. Hagin would say, is learn to be led by the Spirit. We need to learn to listen to God. If I'm going to walk with God, I've got to learn to listen to God. Here's what I know, family, and a lot of you know this, prayer. Here's what I found out. I'm 70. I got born again when I was 11. And here's what I found out about prayer. We used to have a Bible college here at Church on the Rock. And on Thursday mornings, I taught a prayer class in this sanctuary. I don't know if anybody remembers that. On a Thursday morning, we had a Bible college. I brought a guy from Rhema. He was over it. And I taught the prayer class. We teach on Thursday morning. And you know what? Bottom floor was just about full. On a Thursday morning, teaching a prayer class. So, you know, we're always learning. We haven't arrived with our prayer, right? Knowing how to pray. But here's what I know. Prayer is more about listening than talking. Yeah. Prayer is more about listening than talking. So if I'm going to walk with God, I've got to learn how to listen to God. Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. And the sons and daughters there are mature ones. So maturity is learning how to hear his voice, learning how to listen to God, and learning how to be led by the Holy Spirit. If I'm going to walk with God, I have got to develop the skill of being quiet, getting still, and listening to God. John 10, verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep, and hello sheep, And the sheep follow him. How can we follow him? Because you know his voice. Okay? So let's make a good confession. I confess this every day. If I'm lying, I'm frying. Hand on the Bible. Here's what I say every morning. I am his sheep, and I hear his voice. Okay? So why don't you practice it? Say it with me. I am his sheep, and I hear his voice. See, you'll train your spirit if you begin to say that. You'll train your spirit. There's so many voices with social media. There's so many voices that we have to exclude right now in order to listen to the voice of God. I can't walk with God if I can't hear God. Okay? So I want to work on that every day. Third way we walk with God is learn to, and by the way, I sure do love y'all. I love Wednesday night, don't you? Should we cancel Wednesday night for the summer or keep it going? Okay, so be it. Murphy's Law. Oh, not Murphy's Law, right? Whatever could be wrong would go wrong. Not there. Okay. Learn to acknowledge him in all your ways. Learn to acknowledge him in all your ways. If I'm going to walk with God, I got to recognize his presence. I got to acknowledge him before I make decisions. Okay? I got to acknowledge him in all my ways. That's how I walk with God. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he will direct your path. Okay? So let's read it from the Living Bible. If you want favor with God and man, and I do, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, and I do, then trust the Lord completely and don't ever trust yourself. Whoa. In everything you do, put God first. That's how I walk with God. Acknowledging him is putting him first. How much more simple can we make it? In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct your path, and he will crown all your effort with success. God wants his people to be successful. Come on, let's don't patty cake. Come on, let's thank God. That's what he wants for you. That's what he wants for you. So to walk with God, number one, I've got to get saved or born again, right? Make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of my life. Declare and decree that I believe he's the Son of God. He died for me and he rose again. Secondly, I have to learn how to listen to God. Thirdly, I have to learn how to acknowledge him or put him first before everything I do. Okay? Number four, walk in with God. I have to agree with God. I have to agree with God. You know, human relationships, people you don't agree with, you don't go to Starbucks with. Right? You don't fellowship with people you don't agree with. You don't fellowship with people you don't agree with. But you do fellowship and like being with people that have the same values that you agree with. So how do I walk with God? I have to agree with God. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So if God said it, that settles it, right? I'm going to agree with what the Word says. I'm going to agree with what God wants in my life, for my life, in my life, with my life. I'm going to agree with him. What he loves, I love. What he likes, I like. That's agreeing with God. What he doesn't like, I don't like. How much more practical can we make it? What he likes, I like. What he hates, I hate. And that's how you walk with God. You agree with God. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. I love this one. I call this the divine yes. For all the promises, and Phineas Dake says there's 7,000 in the Bible, for all the promises in God, in him, are yes. What does that mean? They're possible. In Christ, all the promises of God are possible. The promises of God are your potential. Your personality is not your potential. The color of your skin is not your potential. Your education, your economics, your network, your net worth is not your potential. The promises of God are your potential. And so we have to agree with the promises of God. How do we agree? Saying amen. You see right there? Well, I've never been to a church before. People holler out amen. What's that mean? It means so be it. It means I agree. It means I say yes to the promises of God. All the promises of God in him, Christ, are yes. And in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. So how do I walk with God? I have to agree with God. What he likes, I like. What he doesn't like, I don't like. Okay? Number four, how do I walk with God? I walk in obedience. I walk in obedience. I walk with God. And remember, when I'm in a big battle, I fall back to my daily routine. When I'm in a big battle, I fall back to my preparation. The more prepared you are, the more confident you are. The more prepared you are, the more confident you are. So we're going to walk in obedience if we're going to walk with God. I love this one. Ooh, can we read it on three? One, two, three. Do you see obey, serve, prosperity, and pleasure? Whoa. If I obey him and serve him, I'll spend my days in prosperity and my years in pleasure. Pastor, I don't want none of that prosperity stuff. That prosperity gospel, I don't want it because it'll ruin people. Now, you know what the Bible says? That prosperity is the ruin of fools. I ain't no fool. So it ain't going to ruin me. Prosperity has only ruined Christians who are fools. If I know what to do with it, and I always keep God first, and my priorities are right, I don't serve things, I serve God, I'm not a fool. But you see Christians who got prosperous and they backslid, the Bible calls them, I didn't call them, the Bible calls them a fool, right? The Bible says that prosperity will ruin a fool. All right, so you and I aren't fools. So if I'm going to walk with God, I'm going to walk in obedience, and God honors my obedience with prosperity and pleasure. I like it. Joshua 1, verse 7, living Bible, living Bible. Can y'all read it on the count of three? One, two, three. Do y'all see that? If I obey every one of them, if I obey it to the letter of the law, small details matter, it does matter, then guess what? I'll be successful in everything I do. Enterprise, business, relationship, endeavor, investment, I'll be successful in everything I do as a result of obedience. If I'm going to walk with God, I have to obey God. Number six. If I'm going to walk with God, then I have to let him search. Is this practical enough? This is works for me. This is what I do. This is works for me. Let him search your heart daily. If I'm going to walk with God, I have to open my heart up to God daily. I have to let him search my heart daily. Psalm 139, verse 1 and 2. Oh, Lord, search me and know me. That's a prayer. So we're to pray that prayer every day. If I'm going to walk with God, get closer with God, go deeper with God, encounter with God, experience with God, I've got to say, God, search my heart today and see if there's anything in my life that's displeasing to you. See if there's any attitude or how I treat people, what I do, my routine, my habits. God, anything in my life that's wrong, I want it out. Those people walk with God in a deep relationship. Verse 2. You know my down setting. You know when I go to bed. You know when I get up. And you understand my thoughts. You understand what I'm thinking. You surround my path and my lying down. And you're acquainted with all my ways. You're acquainted with all my eccentric ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. Not a word in my tongue. Not a thought in my head that you don't know altogether, God. Oh, wow, you know when I go to bed, you know when I get up, you know what I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying. And look at this, God, you're behind me, you're before me, and your hand's upon me. You're taking care of my past, so I'm not going back. You're taking care of my future, so I'm not going to worry. And you're taking care of the now, so I'm going to be strong. Oh, my goodness. Now, look at this. This knowledge is too wonderful to me. Oh, my goodness, I can't even understand it, God. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. If I'm going to walk with God, I have to pray this prayer every day. God, search me. How do I treat people yesterday? What's my attitude? How am I, my routine, my habits, my outlook, my responses? You know, what am I pleasing to you, God? Enoch was pleasing to God. Verse 24, and see if there's any wicked way in me. See if there's a wicked way in me. Have I gossiped? Have I lied? Have I cheated? Have I talked bad about white people, black people, brown people? Am I jealous? Am I racist? Am I a bigot? Am I a liar? Am I a gossiper? Am I offended? Am I mad? Am I angry? Do I blame? God, I want it all out. Because, God, I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you, God. I want to be close to you. God, I want to please you more than man. I want your way more than my way. That's number six, y'all. Can you handle? Can we? Okay. Job 22, 21. So we're talking about letting God search us. Submit to God, and you will have peace. You know, tonight, if you're dealing with turmoil, anxiety, and stress, you know how to get rid of that? Just submit it all to God. Give God your marriage, your family, your health, what you got to do tomorrow, what's happening next week, your kids. Just submit it to Him, and the result will be you'll have peace. We talked about the gift of peace Sunday. Submit to God, and you'll have peace. Don't you love the word? Then things will go hunky-dory for you. Well, then things will go well with you. When? When I submit. When I open my heart. When I let God search me. I said Sunday. Psychiatrists will tell you the most destructive attitude there is blaming. The most destructive attitude there is blaming. How many people do you know right now that's blaming everybody else for their own life? Okay? Submit to God and you'll have peace. Thank you, Lord. That was worth Wednesday night. I'm just going to give it all to God. Let go. Let God. Let go. Let God. In fact, somebody needs to hear it. Tell two people, let go and let God. That was one. Come on. Let go. Let God. That was worth, oh, my goodness gracious. Verse 22, listen to His instructions. So we have to learn how to listen to walk with God. 10 ways to walk with God. Listen to His instructions and store them up in your heart. So when you do need them, they'll come out. When you're in a big battle and you try to prepare, that's way too late. Way too late. If you return to the Almighty, you will be. Oh. Need restoration tonight? Did COVID steal a lot of stuff from you? People betray you, hurt you, let you down? A loved one, a former husband or wife, whatever, mother, father, friend, worker, supervisor, boss. Notice, if I open my heart and let God search my heart, and if I'll return to Him, submit to Him, peace will come. And look at this, restoration. So clean up your life. Whoa. So clean up your life. If you give up your lust for money, and you throw your precious gold into the river, tell me where you threw it. Would you do that? Kim and I are going to go mining in the pan. You know what he's saying, the right priorities. Does it have you or you have it? And the Almighty Himself will be your treasure. Priorities. God's more important than things. I say it every week when we give our offering. When you and I do that, we're saying, God, we love you more than stuff. Okay? And the Almighty Himself will be your treasure, and He will be your precious silver. Then you will delight in the Almighty, and you will look up. Anybody need an attitude adjustment? And look up to God. You will pray to Him, and He will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows or promises or commitment, and then you will succeed. You see all the scriptures tonight on success? Is God trying to tell a Wednesday night group something? You will succeed in whatever you choose to do, and the favor of God will shine on the road ahead. Ahead of you. I don't have to be worried about uncertainty, worried about my future. If I open my heart, let God search me every day, clean up my act, Ask God to help me. Submit. Surrender. I'm restored. I have peace. I'll succeed. I don't have to worry about my future. I can predict my future. God's behind me. He's ahead of me. He's in me. Favor of God's on me. Oh, come on. Let's give God a big thank you. Thank you for the word, Lord.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.